And welcome to the Jet Gypsy once again. Coming off of the eclipse reminded me that weird things happen. So today we are going to talk about odd customer requests. And I'll have Quinn join and we will have a rating game on that. So here we go. Okay, we have Quinn here again.
Yes.
We're going to play a little game.
Make me nervous.
You love the games and you know you do.
I do.
All right. Today we're going to talk about things that passengers have asked for, requests of some sort. And we're going to rate them. You are going to rate them 1 to 5.
Okay.
And then I'm going to rate them 1 to 5. 1, in your opinion, being that's not excessive or unusual or ridiculous.
Right.
And 5 being that's crazy.
And now we're omitting like kids and super elderly, right?
Why?
Because kids and super elderly can ask for whatever they want. It's not weird.
It's true.
The odds of you having it might be bad, but I give them a pass.
All right. You can give them a pass.
I'm just going to assume these are normal adults asking for these things.
Well, yeah, actually, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see anything. I made a list. I had flight attendant friends that helped me. And I'm sure there's a million others.
Yeah.
So we may have to do this again at some point. But for today, this is the one we're
doing. So we just keep it going.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Done.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Set. Pringles.
Three.
Okay, 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to rate that one. And, you know, I'm going to rate that as a 1 because I think that actually somebody, some airline at some point has given little packs of Pringles.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that as a 1.
The little baby ones, the little tiny ones.
Yeah, the tiny little ones. So I'm going to do a 1 because it wasn't that weird.
Okay.
Okay. Here's one of my favorites. Red Bull.
I know what you were doing. I knew that was coming.
Told you about this one.
That's got to be a 5. Like, they're not going to have Red Bull or Monster on a plane.
We would hope not.
Yeah.
And that is a 5 for me also, although it is not uncommon for people to ask for that. And I feel like they want Red Bull because they want Red Bull and vodka.
Right.
But that is not even a mixer for me. Like,
right.
Right. And Red Bull straight up, nobody needs to be having that on the aircraft. Right?
That's true.
So we agree.
Yeah.
5. Okay.
Yep.
Fresca.
Oh, 1.
You think that's acceptable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess if you don't have it, you should.
We
need to put a memo in for that. Put a little star by that one.
I think maybe we should. I think it's another. I'm going to give it a 1 also, because I think that that's something that we either used to have at our airline or some airlines maybe still have. So, all right. That's not that
weird. And it's not an uncommon drink. Like, if someone just says, do you have Fresca? You might not.
Yeah,
it's more exactly. Of a hope.
I just hadn't heard of Fresca for a really long time until people started asking for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that still a thing?
Oh, it's a thing.
It's still a thing?
It's delicious.
Is it diet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's like grapefruit flavored soda.
Oh, I don't think I had a Fresca since I was in maybe high school.
Well, when it gets pool time this year, Fresca's coming out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheez-Its.
I'm gonna give that a 2.
Okay.
Because they come in those little bags, mm-hmm. like the little travel bags. So yeah. I'm gonna give that a 1 or a 2.
And again, maybe like, somebody has that.
Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Yeah, we don't have that on our airline, but maybe somebody does. So maybe it's not weird.
Yeah.
Here's another very common one, Dr. Pepper.
Fair enough. 1.
I'm gonna give that a 1.
Yep.
I'll give it a 1. One of the most annoying ones for me is...
It's like you're hedging and now I have to say 5.
We're done with Dr. Pepper. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm a one.
It's the next one it's the next 2, actually. I'm going to... Yeah, milk.
Milk?
Milk.
No. That's a 4.
It's a 4?
Yeah.
So milk is available on certain flights, but they're usually international, very long haul flights.
Right.
And we have milk for like certain classes of customers for their coffee and their tea. Not really intended for baby bottles. or right. kids, which is really why people are asking for milk most of the time.
That was my train of thought. I thought maybe they have it for coffee and stuff, but maybe not because they just have creamer and you can't, milk doesn't keep, like you can't just throw that in a fridge and leave it there.
It can get pretty stinky. And yeah, and you can't really have it on the cart because it would spoil and be nasty. So yeah, so no, milk is, don't, please don't ask for milk. I'm going to get
back. Think if one mom saw milk, you'd be pouring milk for hundreds, every kid on the plane.
And you know what else? You know what else would happen?
And they would ask you for a sippy cup. Do you have a sippy cup?
Oh, I don't have that on the list, but somebody asked me for a lid.
Really?
For a lid for their, yeah, for their coffee cup. Yeah. I mean, I should have put that. Oh,
well, now it's on the list. Ask
now
me.
It's on the list. Okay. What do you think about a lid?
Five.
Okay. I agree. Like, who needs to, yeah. Who needs to do a lid for a coffee cup?
Taking it with you.
Well, yeah, that's the concern. Then they don't throw anything away, but they don't throw anything. We're going to talk about trash another day. I can't even today. So related to milk, chocolate milk. And these are grown-ups.
That's a hope. I'm going to give it a 2 or a 3, only because parents are just hoping that you have those little things in the tray or in the cart somewhere.
Of chocolate milk.
Yeah. Not like I'm going to mix milk and chocolate and stir it for the kids.
Right, right.
But maybe you got a little juice box.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it the hope for a 3. Odds are bad.
I'm going to say and I think that's good. I'm going to give it a 5 from a flight attendant standpoint, because if we had that, the customers would probably never see it, because I can see the flight attendants drinking all of those.
Yeah.
I think that would happen. Okay. Pineapple juice. Have you ever been on a flight where they offer you pineapple juice?
No, nope. That's a 4.
Okay. I agree.
I'm accounting 5 is just like, come on. No, 4 is like a real stretch. I'm swinging for the fence. I'm thinking, look, you got booze. Maybe you got the pineapple to put in.
Right. Okay. That's fair. Mango juice.
No, no.
I know. Right.
That's ridiculous.
I'm a 5 on that.
I'm okay with pineapple, but mango, no.
Yeah.
There's no way. I can't even get it at the store. Why would you have on an airplane?
Right? Like, why do we need to have that? Okay. Applesauce.
Applesauce?
Applesauce.
No. Nope. I would never ask for that.
No? That's a 5 no. for you?
I mean, I don't know. How would you give it to me? Right? Like, what's that gonna come? What's that
bags?
Look like?
Those little squeezy.
Squeezy bag? Yeah, no. That's on the parents. You bring the applesauce.
Yeah. I think it might be reasonable if you're thinking in terms of it being like in one of those pre-done snack boxes, because maybe some of those snack boxes on some flights, some airlines maybe have applesauce.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they ask for it.
Right.
But we don't just have it as a snack like that we hand out like chips and pretzels and things. Okay. Phone charger. The whole thing, the plug-in, the whole phone charger thing.
Oh, no way.
Because they forgot it.
Nope.
Do we just have those?
Mm-mm.
No.
You might as well just give it away. You'll never get it back.
I have loaned out my personal one before, and that's exactly what happens. That's like a 12. If I'm really nice, I'll give you one. But then I'm going to charge your phone in the galley.
Yes, fair enough.
And then I'm going to take a selfie on your phone before I give it back to you. So there's a price to be paid if you really need a phone charger.
Those terms are acceptable.
Okay.
Now I'm never going to show up with a charged phone. I heard you charge us in the galley and take a selfie.
That's exactly what happens. Don't think I haven't done it.
Yeah.
The last 3 people that asked me for a phone charger, I said, oh, I have one up front. If you want to give me your phone, I'll go charge it.
It's 100% reasonable.
Okay.
100% reasonable. In fact, I'm more comfortable with that.
Because you want a selfie of your phone? No.
Attended? Yeah. Well, let me see. That too. And it's like, it would be my luck that it would break. Or something would happen.
Oh, right.
I've plugged it in.
And then you'd
be responsible. And the odds are my phone is not going to, so.
Okay, perfect. I got that. All right, this one just happened on this last trip. Eclipse goggles for watching the eclipse out of the aircraft.
Okay, I'm going to go with the 2.5, maybe a 3.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, planes set up specific full, what do they call that?
The flights.
The path?
Yeah, the scheduled flights that you could see.
Yeah, like airplanes know that kind of stuff.
Right, but do you think we should be...
I'm saying I don't think you would have it, and I wouldn't ask, but I'll rate it a 2 or 3 question. If I'm on a flight that I know is going through the eclipse.
Okay.
In my mind, somewhere, they thought, hey, we're going to go through the eclipse. Here's a bunch of glasses.
That's reasonable, I guess. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, I don't expect you to. If you say no, I'm not disappointed. Like, I'm not going to write a memo and say,
you didn't have eclipse glasses. Yeah. Well, this person on this flight that I was just on yesterday during the eclipse, it was before we were boarding. And he straight up asked me if we had the goggles for the eclipse.
Yeah.
And it must have been the look on my face.
Which yeah, I know.
I try to hide it, but I think that one caught me a little off guard. And I said, well, actually, no, I'm sorry. We don't have those. If you have your own, you're welcome to use them. And he just looked at me and he said, you don't have any? And I said, no, we don't. And he seemed a little annoyed that we didn't have the eclipse goggles.
Well, then he turns into a 5. He's a 5.
He was a 5.
Yeah. But the question, I'll give it a 2. It's like, hey, do you have goggles? Because we're on the flight path. It's a big day.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Well, these have been easy. The next round's going to be harder. But here's the finale. I hope I haven't told you this before.
These haven't been easy. These are good ones.
Well, they're kind of good, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot more. I put it out there. Hopefully some more flight attendants.
I want to put like the caveat of like the person. We should make the person afterwards because the question usually is fair. But then if he turns into a dump truck because you don't have him.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a 5.
Well, on a 30 question was a 2. It's a thing like on a maybe a 2-hour flight and somebody asks for milk is much different than somebody asking for milk on a 11-hour transoceanic.
And sometimes I'm like, okay, that's a mom just hoping you got milk.
It's exactly. It's me. Well, then they come with nothing and they look at you like you were supposed to have milk.
Yeah.
And then you're the bad guy because you don't have milk. I'm like, do you want me to take like all the creamers? And,
see, that the question's a 2. The person turned into a 5.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for this one?
Probably not. Okay, I'm ready.
The request was, can you help me open the window?
Get out.
No.
Did they mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Can you help me open the window? I can't get it open. And my response was thinking like the window shade sometimes doesn't go like all the way up. So, there's a little bit you can still see. I thought she was talking about the window shade itself. Now we are at 37,000 feet. We're at 37,000 feet. And I said, oh, that's probably as high as the window shade goes. And she's like, no, the window, I just need some air. So what do you rate that one?
That's I don't even, there's, that's a 5.
Off the chart, yeah. That was like a 12 again in my book.
That was just scary.
I know.
Like, how's this person living life?
I'm pretty good at maintaining my composure, but I'm pretty sure the look on my face, and the person next to her looked really concerned, like that the window might really open. Yeah. And I explained that it would be a very bad idea to be able to open a window at 37,000 feet. And I then helped her turn her vent on over her head. So, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's where you got to smile. I think just a hard no would have been sufficient.
Yeah, I think I was smiling.
Acceptable.
I think I was laughing.
Can you help me open this? No. No, I can't.
No, absolutely. Nope. I actually called the flight deck on that one and told him about that one because I thought that was pretty good. So that's probably to date my most odd, most unreasonable, most bizarre request from somebody.
I got a question.
Yes.
I got one for you. Here's my request.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Hey, can you fill up my water bottle with water?
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can?
I can. And I do.
And you're happy about it?
It's fine.
You're not back there, you know.
No, I'm fine. No, I'm fine with it. A lot of times when we're doing service, people will have their water bottle. And instead of just getting a cup of water. During COVID, we had to pour it in a cup, hand them the cup, and let them pour it in their water bottle.
Right. But now you can just straight pour it.
Yeah. I mean, and, we're careful about it. That's not unreasonable.
That's a question. That's a legit question I had the last flight I took.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Sure. I do it all the time.
In my mind, it just occurred to me that you're just going to use your big.
Yeah.
You don't have a fountain or a faucet up front.
Yeah, you don't want the water that comes from that.
That's what I had in my mind.
It's the same place the coffee comes from, but you still don't want
that's right.
your water
you told
bottle.
Me about that. That.
Yeah. No, that's gross.
Okay.
Well, but yeah, no, we'll fill it up out of our big water bottles. I don't mind doing that at all.
Love it.
In fact, it saves, we do water walks, you know, during the flight.
Yeah.
On a long enough flight.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, if you've got your water bottle filled up, it's one less cup I got to hand out.
That's go green. What's up,
Earth? Exactly. Okay. All right. So, so far, those are the requests that I've had that I know about, but I mean, we'll have more another time.
Keep them coming.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah. Rate the question, rate the person.
We'll have three. So you'll rate the question and then the person, and then I'll just do my 1 through 5.
I love it.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.